Guillaume Manguet, thank you very much for speaking to us today. You run the Produire au Sud, Producing the South workshop here at the Trois Continents Film Festival in Nantes. Tell us about the background of this workshop. How long has it been going and how did it come into being?
It has been creating in 2000 in the frame of the Festival of the Continents. So this is really the professional program, attached to the festival. It also came from the observation of a French producer who actually wanted in the 90s trying to co-produce or to find a way to work with some producers from the three continents, Latin America, Africa and Asia, which was quite delicate, difficult at that time, to organize an official platform workshop together, European professionals and international from the three continents in Nantes, to exchange some tools, connections, knowledge, to find the common basics to work together around films.
This year, there are two films in competition out of the 10 that took part in Produire au Sud, Producing the South. Is this a special year or does that happen often? I imagine this is one of the main aims of the workshop, to get the films in at least in the international festival circuit, if not general release.
As we have six workshops a year, of course, each year now since 2009, between, let's say, 3 to 6, 7 features released each year from Produire au Sud workshops, but true to say that the artistic director doesn't necessarily like all of them, because we don't control any contents, of course. We just give something like an input at the beginning of the process. Of course, I see all of them each year, and it happens that this year, fortunately for our 40th anniversary, that these two golden nuggets from Thailand and Israel could get selected in competition, so they're not only good for me, they're also good for the whole team of the Festival of Three Continents, especially from Jérôme Baron, the artistic director. So that's of course a very, very good news. So as two different paths for four of them. The Israeli feature has been finalized quite fast after
the dive,
after its selection. It was in Sderot, so in the Israeli Produire au Sud workshop in 2016, so it went only 1 year and a half to be made. Very different than the Thai feature that got selected, Mantare, that was selected in Nantes in 2011, so it took 7 years to make it.
There's one workshop here actually during the Three Continents Film Festival, and the other five are held around the world over the three continents. Where are they taking place?
We have one in Taiwan, in Thailand, South Africa, Israel, Morocco, and I'm working for the next one for the last continent that is not involved, Latin America. So we have one in Chile next year, and all organized in partnership with international festivals that also seek networks that could gather producers and directors around their lineup and programs.
What part does the French government or French government bodies, local or central, have to play in this?
Very important. First, for the spreading of the information. So first, call for entries, call for submission, etc. And financially. Because Produire au Sud workshops regarding the contents, mixing, European expertise and necessary international contents from all these three continents is the perfect kind of project that could mix and interest the goals of the French embassy services, networks. So some of them are putting kind of good money on the table to support Pot du Reçu workshops in partnership with other local or regional organizations, such as festivals, but it can be also like it's in the case in South Africa. We also get funded through the Durban Film Festival from the government of South Africa. All of these services are linked to the CNC, which is also supporting the Festival of Three Continents since almost the beginning. So it's a very, very valuable and I would say necessary support for Pot du Reçu.
Where else does the support come from?
So French embassies, French alliance, and French institute, most of them. It's a very, very important support for me. So that also means that for the young participants, producers and directors, they could join the European network, I mean professional cinema network, easier, because from then, from the moment they are known by the official political network, French one, it's easier for them to travel and to get visas, for instance.
How important is it for the diversity of films, the subjects, the sources, is the Produire au Sud network for the French film scene?
Let's say that Produire au Sud is not very, very well recognized by the French producers that are used to work within the co-production field. So in a way, they trust our selections, our choices. They are well known. Yeah. And regarding content, we don't have any targets. We are very open to any kind of subject.
In an average year in France, how many of the films that would have been developed with the assistance of Produire au Sud will be released in France?
I have one answer, which is an average 50% of all the movies selected a year will be finalized. I would say few of them can be broadcasted or distributed in France because it's another channel. But first, for us, the most important thing is that these movies can be finalized and can find a selection at least in international festivals. For the distribution in France, it's another thing because very few of them are chosen, and not only Produire au Sud features, I would say, but also any movies around the world. It's very selective in a way.
But some of these films may get left on the shelf because there isn't a distribution network necessarily in their home country.
True, true.
What happens to the films?
It can get a chance to have a life with festivals, international festivals. And depending on which co-producer are on board, it can get some distribution in some other territories. So we can hope for the Mozambican project that maybe in Portugal, in Brazil, for, I mean, language reasons. So each movie, each feature has its own, let's say, distribution strategy and logics and potential. The perspective for Produire au Sud expertise is to push them at least to be made and to be released. Then afterwards, depending on the producer's choice and what sale agent, what distributor, international distributor will work on the project, let's say most of them can appear on the European scene as it comes from Produire au Sud. So as I'm also connected European-wise, let's say, like in many, many other platforms and European festivals, I push them from the moment I know that they can be seen. Yeah, this is the least thing I can do after all the efforts they put on the films.
We wish you all the very best with this year's Produire au Sud. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much to you.